talking today with Blaine Stacey. He's the rangeland specialist here in the OK Conservation booth. So, you know, right now we have not had any rain. So right now soil conservation, very, very important to the land. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the obvious point here is if you wait until it gets dry to enact your drought plan, you waited too long.
Right.
Here at the Conservation Commission, we do consultation, outreach, education. Soil conservation is we're trying to drought-proof your ranch. We're looking at doing grazing management principles, soil health principles that not only hopefully help your bottom line as far as profitability, but these same principles will increase water infiltration in your soils. Just maintain an environment and an ecosystem that is functional. It has vitality, and if it can absorb more moisture when you get it, so that when we turn into these dry periods, you've got more water in your ground versus your neighbor who may be hurting for some grass and some moisture.
And especially like when you get those big heavy rains, that's what we're hoping for, right? When you get those heavy rains, you'll get runoff.
Absolutely. If you maintain an ecosystem that is prepared to take in that moisture, every drop that goes in the ground, that's money in the bank. If you see water leaving your property, that's what we really want to avoid. So there's all sorts of different terms for it: regenerative grazing, planned, managed, adaptive grazing. But it's all pretty much the same thing. We're looking at maintaining a landscape that absorbs moisture quickly, holds on to it for a longer period. That way you can weather these dry periods for a longer period of time.
And it's appearing like we may be in a dry period for a while, so that's when things like this become very important.
Got to build a bigger bucket so when you get that moisture, you can keep it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe ag producers that aren't doing this quite yet. So what are some first steps that they should do to kind of get started in this?
The first step is just go out and evaluate the landscape that you have. Some of us, you don't know what you don't know. So that's where we come in. We offer education, outreach. We can come and do on-farm consultations. If you don't know where you stand, give us a call. We'd be glad to come and assist and say, okay, here's where you're at. Here's some ideas. We can play with grazing management. We can play with rotational grazing paddocks. We can look at developing grass or plant mixes that you could plant to hopefully improve your soil. It's kind of a D, all the above answer. So just get an assessment to see where you're standing, or if you don't know, just give us a holler.
And that's one of the most important things. You know, I think farmers are always trying to be stewards of the land, but sometimes you just don't know what, like you said, what you don't know. So you got to be able to start somewhere.
I mean, a lot of the information that we've been taught the last several decades, it wasn't because we didn't know, it's just the information we had at that time.
Right.
So new information comes to light, new research, new management ideas. We just want everybody to have an opportunity to, A, be more profitable in this day and age of high input costs, and B, improve the landscape of which we rely on to make a living.
What are some of the first things that farmers can do? I know I've heard cover cropping, double cropping, different things like that, no-till.
Soil sample is a great place to start. We can come do soil sampling, or you can rely on your local OSU Extension agent, or whichever state you live in, go to those and use them as a resource. But a soil sample gets you a good snapshot of where you stand as far as fertility and management, and then always keeping the soil covered and protected. Anytime that soil becomes exposed to wind or water impact, that's kind of a negative impact, and we want to try to avoid that at all costs.
Well, and in Oklahoma, you know what they say is, like, if you don't like the weather, wait till tomorrow. But how can you kind of start planning ahead? I mean, nobody thought we were going to be in the middle of a flash drought when we got that good rain back in June, yet here we are.
Yeah, it's having a drought management plan, you know, having a zero level forage availability, having a plan in place to just have a trigger, have a plan, stick to that plan, try to throw sentimentality out the window.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, we've had to let some livestock go in this dry spell, but I think we're in a good place with our grass and our forage availability moving forward, that we could stretch that grass out for a little more dry spell. But we're still praying for rain.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you get to a place where you don't know, they can call you.
That's right. Always glad to help.
All right. Thank you so much, Blaine. We appreciate it.
Thank you.